This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the trio, the Wild Reeds. It's Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, Mackenzie Howe. Guys, welcome to JPR.
Thanks for having us.
You are technically nowadays a five-piece, but we have the three of you here in the studio. We will talk in just a minute about the expansion of the band. First, though, let's talk about how the name came to be. There is an interesting story behind the Wild Reeds.
Yeah, so when we started the band, we were about 19 years old, and we were looking for a band name, and we would throw these shows where we would just pass around a little songbook and try to get people to brainstorm what they felt. We found this parable called The Oak and the Reed, and we thought that the story really met us at the time in our life where we were at. And The Oak and the Reed is Aesop fable about this giant oak tree that is telling this field of reeds that he's sorry God created them because they, every time the wind blows, they fall over. And the reeds respond with, well, you know, we're a lot stronger than you think we are. And the wind comes, and a really strong wind comes, and it blows over the oak tree, and the reeds are still standing. So it's about, like, strength and unity and, you know, being looked at as small and weak and young, and we're a lot stronger than people really think we are.
I suppose that's fairly fitting, considering when the band was formed, it was three women who were all of, what, 18 or 19 years old in the L.A. music scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary out there at first.
I can imagine that was a bit of an uphill battle.
Yeah, you know, definitely. You walk into a venue and people ask where the band is or who's in charge.
Really?
You're like, oh, is that your boyfriend's
guitar?
Do you
need a tuner?
It's actually real. That still happens. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Because you guys were essentially managing yourselves, repping yourselves, making all the dates yourself, right? So they were expecting other people in addition to you three?
Yeah.
Not even in addition. Not, they didn't think, we'd be like, hi, we're here for the blah, blah, blah show. Oh, you can wait at the door. What do you, what, I'm holding a guitar right now. That actually happened to me one time.
Wow.
I won't say the name of the place.
I mentioned LA music scene. You guys all met in Los Angeles. Are you all from the Los Angeles area?
Greater Los Angeles area. Mackenzie and I went to school in LA County in Azusa. And Kinsey went to school right next door. And so we all essentially met in college. But we had previously lived in L.A., and now we're all L.A.-based, so, yeah.
So, Sharon, you and Mackenzie were making music together in college?
Actually, the opposite. Kinsey and I were.
Really?
And then Mackenzie and I, like, we hung out in the same circles and, like, had a lot of musical friends. And then I called upon her when we were looking for a member. And I was like, I know she writes really good songs. I don't really know anything else about her. Except she likes good music and writes good songs.
We got lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely right up at the front of your music, three-part harmonies. Let's hear a tune, and then we'll talk about the record. It's called Blind the Brave. Came out August 9th last summer. TheWildReedsMusic.com is the web address. It's the Wild Reeds live in the JPR studios today. Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, Mackenzie Howe. What do you guys want to start with today?
We're going to start with a song I wrote called Let No Grief. Here it goes. Maybe one day you'll wipe the dust off my face and see me again. Give me that dazed look that I love and make me remember when we were together with such joy exuding from us like a fountain. Spilling between us at such a great pace, like melting snow on a mountain. Now I have to sing something louder than I have before, so I can't escape this overwhelming pain and never hurt no more. Seasons are changing, and supposedly I have to as well. My heart is pacing, and I have to break free from your spell. Now I have to
something louder than I have before. So I can't escape this overwhelming pain, and it never hurt no more.
That is called Let No Grief. It's music from the Wild Reeds live in the JPR studios. It's a tune from their record called Blind the Brave out last summer. Information at thewildreedsmusic.com. It's Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, and Mackenzie Howe live today in the studios. In noticing during the song and during our setup before we went on the air, you guys don't seem to have a lead singer. You kind of pass that hat around a little bit. Is that an intentional thing or just kind of the way it has grown since you formed the band?
We were all songwriters at the start, so that was definitely intentional. I think it's kind of funny, you're like, there's no lead singer, right? And we all just, like, nodded. We didn't act, nobody actually responded. We tried to make that apparent, but now that we're more of a collective, we're more cohesive in our writing these days, it's just whatever song we like the most. You know, it doesn't really depend on the songwriter now, but we like to distribute, you know, the spotlight, obviously.
Yeah. So with no primary singer, is there a primary songwriter for the group, or do you all bring tunes?
No, we don't have a songwriter that writes the majority of the music. We all bring things to the circle, like Sharon was saying. We bring these tunes in, and usually whoever wrote the song sings the song because they're most passionate about the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But that hasn't stopped us before from changing things around.
So what does each of you bring to the group that perhaps the others don't bring?
That's a hard question.
That is really. We're still figuring that out.
Yeah.
You know, we've had, and I ask that because we've had a lot of bands in over the years that say, well, you know, this person has more of a lyrical side, or this person, you know, right, does a lot of reading and has a really good way with words, or this person writes the dark and moody songs and I write the happy love songs. Mm. Do you guys find that in the songs that you bring to the group that everybody,
yeah.
Let me ask it this way. If a song showed up and the other two of you didn't know who brought it, would you know who wrote the song?
Immediately.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So there are definite characteristics there that each of you bring in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say that our influences also become pretty apparent. Like, Kinsey, you'll see in this next song, she's really good at writing intricate harmonies and delicate songs, but then she's also brought to the band some more like, almost like orchestral dark songs. Mm. And then Sharon's really good at the really gut-wrenching, kind of what you just heard, Let No Grief, like heartfelt,
anthemic.
Very honest, yeah, and very anthemic stuff. And I don't really know, I think I'm still trying to figure out what my songwriting style is. I'm not sure. I know I write some of the more positive, upbeat stuff, maybe a little more simple, but yeah.
It's the Wild Reeds, my guest today, live in the JPR studios. The record is called Blind the Brave, came out August 9th of 2014, but I understand we're actually going to hear some tunes that aren't on that record. New stuff, right?
Yeah, some brand secret new stuff.
What do you guys want to do next?
This song is called What I Had in Mind. What happens when you say your place leaves? What happens when the one you trust won't hear your plea? What happens when your daydream ends? You lose all the comfort you'd invested in. I dream that someday I'll find the peace I need. Nightmares always end with these things. And I try to block it out, but I won't forget the fall. What happens when you love gone? What happens when it don't go just the way you thought? What happens when the mat's pulled out? You're falling and you don't know how to face the crowd. What a shock, what a scare. No, this is not what I had made when I asked you if you'd be my man. This is not what I had planned when I told you I'd be your woman. No, no, no.
That is the Wild Reeds live today in the JPR studios. A new tune, not on the record, called Blind the Brave, likely on the next album, I'm guessing, right? TheWildReedsMusic.com is their web address. It's Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, and Mackenzie Howe live today in our studios. Though in addition to Kinsey, Sharon, Mackenzie, there are Nick and Nick, correct? You guys have expanded over the last year, year and a half or so to a five-piece. Tell me a little bit about that decision.
I came along right around when the guys did, but right before. But I think when I joined the band, it opened up the possibility of, well, we've got a new member. Should we also just get a rhythm section as well? Like, you know, it'd be easier to do this now than try and do this in 2 years. Maybe we can just sort of start from the ground up. And so I was there for the process of a lot of, you know, figuring out who worked and who didn't and trying out different people. And the girls had already played with our bassist, Nick, and then we found our drummer, Nick, and then I feel like the last 2 years have been like a little bit of musical puberty for us in a great way, and I feel like we're finally coming out the other end and really figuring out what we sound like with a rhythm section, which has just been awesome.
A lot of the songs on the record, which is admittedly very new to us, have a moment in the middle where when the three-part harmonies come in, there tends to be a musical swell. And it seems like on the record, there's a degree of, say, 1 to 5, but now you can go 1 to 11 with the rhythm section, right? Mm-hmm. Does that free you guys up to do different things, knowing that you don't have to keep time?
Yes.
Or lay down any sort of bass to follow or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say it also expands our writing. You know, we were able to, like you said, go to 11, you know, really, really expand our sound and, you know, sometimes we might come to the studio with thoughts of a rhythmic part that we'd like to hear, and Nick Jones takes it and expands it, and they really help with that process as well and being creative.
Sometimes I would imagine when it was just the three of you, the moments in between the verses where the music's just sort of going by, and if it's just a solo acoustic guitar, sometimes you're, all right, let's get back to it. But now you've got guitar, bass, drums filling that void a little bit better. So the songs work in more of an expanded way,
which
I would imagine probably helps the set list a little bit too when you're up on stage.
Yeah, sure. Intros and stuff. The guys are great at doing intros and outros so that we can sort of tune and move on.
Yeah. I don't know how many years ago this was, but tell me a little bit about the residency that you had at the Satellite and how that worked.
That was so much fun. We got to play with like a lot of our friends' bands and put together a new night every week. And we did it as a holiday residency. So we had 5 weeks. What was that? 2 years ago now. Yeah, 5 Monday nights. And we kind of tried to pick out different themes every week too. Some of them were like a little bit more of a rock and roll night. Some were, when did we have Lonesome Leash play with us? We had like, and like Dust Bowl Revival, and like some of them were more like dancey nights. We had like a band lead square dances and stuff.
Yeah, I think that was kind of the introduction to Los Angeles for us, for a lot of people, because it was a free show, and we threw these nights that, I mean, this was like the first year of us being a five-piece band, so we got to experiment and really meet the community.
And there's probably a much different feel when you are all together up on stage night after night learning and growing from one another rather than sitting in somebody's living room or in a garage or a space you rent, right?
Yeah, it's like when you're on tour, you know, like you get better every single night. But this was weekly and we were still practicing 1 to 2 times a week in between those shows.
So tell me about what this process has been like for you guys to start expanding beyond Los Angeles now.
We love it.
Because you're now out on the road and you're probably playing some towns that you haven't played before.
Yeah, we played Bellingham, Washington the other night, and that was, we pulled in and we were like, we don't know anybody. This is going to be great. And it was great. We were met with like such a warm crowd and such a wonderful venue. So we've gotten really lucky on this tour for sure.
Yeah, the places that we think are going to be kind of like where we have to pull together and really like interact with each other, and maybe there's not that many people there, we get the best response. Like the people that are there are just like, I'm coming to your next show next week, you know?
Yeah. Right on.
So it's been great.
The Wild Reeds are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The record is called Blind the Brave. Information online at thewildreedsmusic.com. It's Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, Mackenzie Howe in the studio. Nick and Nick are taking a nap, I guess, middle of the tour.
Nick Napasek.
Will you play us one more?
Yeah.
What do you want to do next?
We're going to play you another very new one. It's called The World We Built. Thank you.
just what we got. We built a world that we want. Stars on the sea. Told you I won't fight it anymore. Would you have me just the same? You're a desert with a heartbeat, and I'm a setting sun when it turns pink. I can wrap my breathing all this California air, hoping you don't find something better out there. I'll be waiting at the door of the world we built, the world we want.
That is the Wild Reeds live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The record is called Blind the Brave. Information at thewildreedsmusic.com. In the studio, pretty much on every instrument, you guys shuffle around quite a bit. It's Kinsey Lee, Sharon Silva, and Mackenzie Howe. Guys, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.